Nobody walks in L.A. I used to live in San Francisco. San Francisco is a walking town. People are serious about walking there. The favorite business shoe style for men is black Guccis with vibrant soles. Women wear high heels with actual mountain climbing cleats in them. Many people carry walking sticks along with their briefcases. It helps with balance and is useful in poking tourists who stand in your way in small groups bent over maps looking for the Coit Tower. L.A. is a driving town. If you live only one block away from the store and you need a carton of milk, you don't walk. You jump in your car and drive. Of course, you will have to park three blocks away on the other side of the store, but at least you didn't have to walk. Actually, San Francisco is more than a walking town. It is a public transportation town. San Francisco first put in a rail system in 1972 called BART, Bay Area Rapid Transit. It was copied all over the world. They have a new light rail system in LA now, some of which is underground. Film producers shot part of Lethal Weapon 3 there, or was it 2? In LA, it is not as important that public transportation works, as long as it makes a good movie set. In addition to BART, San Francisco has a network of buses. I love the double-length accordion style with a flexible section in the middle. Not only does it help the bus go around the corner better, but it also plays beer barrel polka. Riding the bus is just one part of the commuter buffet in the Bay Area. Many people take the ferry. This isn't some ferry attached to a cable slowly taking 8 cars across the Des Moines River. These are modern 2-deck ferries with a full bar. They run to Alameda and Tiburon and Larkspur. Doesn't Larkspur sound like a town from Lonesome Dove? Well, Jeremiah, answered the sheriff nervously, they spent the night in Lonesome Dove, and in the morning I reckon they hightailed it to Larkspur. In New York, you can buy a parking space like you can buy a house. They have special parking space real estate agents. What can they say? It's a wonderful space. It has 2 yellow lines. I lived in a section of San Francisco called the Marina. Parking there is a half-hour endeavor or more. The Marina consists of 3-story flats with the garage on the first floor. So parking without blocking a driveway is impossible. Signs everywhere say, don't even think about parking here, or you will be towed, or don't park here, or we will release wild killer Dobermans to hunt you down and tear you open until you die. LA isn't much better. I attract parking tickets here like a politician attracts PAC money. It is not my fault. You need a legal degree to understand the signs that Los Angeles posts. On one street lamp are 5 signs. No parking, Monday, 10 a.m. to 12 noon, street cleaning. Below that, 2-hour parking, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays, except those with M or Z permits or 5th-generation Angelinos. Below that, no parking against curbs painted yellow or not painted yellow. And finally, no parking during sunny days. In high school, there was always some wacko who took up 2 spaces in the school parking lot. If you own a big black car with big tires, you shouldn't be worrying about people dinging your doors. You should be worrying about the resale value of a car with a giant gold eagle painted on the hood. Last week I was at the mall and saw a different version of "My car is too cool to park normally." Some dude had parked his Porsche 911 in the farthest reaches of the mall parking lot to protect it from clods like you and me. When I got back from shopping, I noticed that the Porsche had been vandalized and all that was left was the charred shell of its body. But there were no dings on the doors. Not all public transportation is motorized. In New York, you can have a horse-drawn carriage. You can ride through the town in winter with your girlfriend, snuggling under a blanket and trying to forget you just laid out $500 to get pulled around by a horse. Even Columbus, Ohio has horse-drawn carriages. This works better than their original idea, cow-drawn carriages. If it started to rain, all the cows would stand tightly together and face the wind, blocking traffic for hours. San Francisco tried horse-drawn carriages one year, but the horses would do their business and the manure would roll all the way down the hill until it blocked everyone's view of the bay. When your rent is $700,000 a year, you don't want your view blocked.